We're speaking with Karen Nelson, winner of the Tulip Time poster contest for the Tulip Time of 2014. And Karen, first off, let me say, one, thank you for doing this interview with us, and two, congratulations. So let me ask you, how does this feel? Because I know this is the first year, at least from what they told us, that this was a complete surprise for all the artists.
Yes, it was. Of course, I didn't know that they had not kept us surprised before. But yeah, they kept us going to the last minute. We were invited to a banquet last night where the winner was revealed. So nobody knew until it was announced at the banquet.
How did you feel when they said that it was going to be you, that you were the winner?
I was in a dreamland. I didn't quite, I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was walking in a dream. It was just a shock.
Now, your piece, people had described it as abstract. Now, I remember back from my college days that abstract is a term that is sometimes used in the wrong place. Is that the right way to describe your artwork?
I think a lot of my artwork is kind of abstract in nature, which to me just means that I don't render it very far. I don't go towards a photographic type of image. I like to keep it loose, or impressionist is another way people will refer to it. Sometimes I go more abstract than others, where, you know, a brushstroke doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it contributes something to the composition and the design of the piece of art, and I guess that could be considered abstract.
We have the photo of your piece called Resilience, if that's correct, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we have it up online, whtc.com. You want to take a look at it, but just for some word pictures, it's got a dark background, yellow tulips, excuse me, and very sharp edges, I think might be a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, when you went about the idea of what you wanted to do, how did you come up with this idea of just three tulips? And it's actually, you know, very simple, but not in a bad simple way.
Actually, I played around with a lot of different ideas because I knew I wanted to submit some things, and so I did some things that were totally different than that. But for one of the choices, I wanted to try something just real simple. I like simple myself anyway. And so that's what I was after there, is just something very abstract and simple. And to me, even some of the petals in the tulips almost look like they're made of concrete. And that's what I was after, is just a real loose kind of look like that. And I use a palette knife to give that strong, sharp look like that. And that's kind of what I was after on that one.
You know, the whole point of art is to get somebody to think about what it's trying to say. And a lot of artists don't like to say what they want it to mean because it's supposed to mean something different for everybody.
Okay.
But do you have any meaning behind what it's called and what the painting is?
Well, actually, once the painting developed and I looked at it, it reminded me of strength and stateliness and solidity. And the term resilience not only described what those spring flowers are like that have to try to make it through the snow. They start to come up, and then they're getting snowed on. They still make it up. They're just so resilient. But it also went beyond that in my mind for describing the human spirit. We're so resilient the way we've been created, and we can make it through really tough times, too. So it was kind of a double meaning that way.
Well, now, since that your piece, Resilience, is in the spotlight, you now are in the spotlight as well. Tell us a little bit about Karen Nelson, where you're from, and how you got into this contest.
Well, I live in Wyoming, outside of Grand Rapids, and I have been painting for about 5 years now.
Okay.
And which was just a relatively new thing for me, too. And so I've been submitting pieces for exhibitions. I've been in a number of juried exhibitions and received a couple awards and things like that, and got a little press and stuff. And this was just kind of the next step. It's something I've been wanting to do for a couple years when I saw the poster competition come out. And this year I persevered and got in there and decided I was going to work hard on making that happen.
Outstanding. Once again, we're speaking with Karen Nelson, winner of the 2014 Tulip Time Poster Contest. And Karen, what does it feel to know that your artwork will not only be the official poster of Tulip Time this year, but it's going to be in the history books forever?
I can't quite fathom it yet. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it, but I'm just totally blessed by it. So thankful for the opportunity. I know it's going to change a lot of things for me in the future, and I'm just totally blessed by it. Very thankful for the opportunity.
Once again, Karen Nelson, we have her photo up of resilience on our website, WHTC.com. Karen, if anybody is interested, if you're willing, who would like to reach out to you, I'm not sure if you want to give out a phone number or maybe even just an email if they're interested in your artwork or further information.
Sure. I have a website, KN, as in Karen Nelson, expressions.blogspot.com, and there's also a contact button there where they can email me directly from my website, which shows a lot of the paintings that I have in my gallery and paintings that I have available.
Karen Nelson, the official winner, 2014 Tulip Time Poster Contest. Resilience is now the face of Tulip Time 2014. Karen, thank you so much, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.